선풍기 때문에 잘 그래서 밥솥을 구워야지 그런 거라고 다른 걸 써야지
Well, I think the Lord has a way in all of us. Whether it's a rope, whether it's there's a silly little saying that just saying about the Christian scriptures and the Bible that is written. Yeah, well, that's false. We think we can do it. It's by the Lord's strength.
I don't see anything. See, this is all. My mom said I was going to live.
The Lord has a gracious way of putting circumstances into our life. Yeah, yes, well, he has. We don't know what I'm saying. Take Israel marching to the Red Sea, pushing on behind them, Red Sea in front of them. Why is God taking this? It's a command to make the world poor. All of us are sinners. And that's why, as a pastor, you can speak very freely about these things, because I'm going to talk about other sins publicly. And I'm not going to say anything about what they are. So the more that's in the life of the church, we're honest about sin, we're honest about the gospel. The more freely these things are spoken about.
I think that likely as I felt as a Christian, many pastors know that it's a hard discussion point and that perhaps some women don't want to talk about it. And so maybe they back off and they don't actually discuss it from the pulpit. And failing to do that, I think it gives the chance to women that it actually isn't a subject that is welcome to be discussed in the church. In order for the church to be a safe place, there needs to be opportunity for the pastor to speak about abortion, but also for people who have gone through this journey of sanctuary and freedom in Christ to actually share their story.
If you are a pastor, you need to assume that there are women in your church who are having abortion. Statistically speaking, it's not as sad as that is. And so when you speak about that issue, you need to speak with the tone of compassion that represents it. She's sitting right there in front of you, even if you don't know who she is. I think there's a couple of things that churches can do so that their church becomes a safe place to talk about these things and give hope. One is learning to speak about the issue in a balanced way. What was super helpful to me was getting involved with our local pregnancy care center and then being able to call up Linda, the director, and say, how do I talk about this? Please teach me. I don't know how to say these things in the proper way.
Yes, there is hope and healing.